Okay, continuing. I don't know if we'll finish it off. Anyway, because of this melacha makabe patish, which is repairing a garment or finalizing a garment, or any object for that matter, so the Chachamim said, you're not allowed to do certain things because we're afraid you might come to make things or repair things. First of all, the Chachamim said, you're not allowed to play musical instruments on Shabbos. In the Beis HaMikdash, they were allowed to play musical instruments on Shabbos because there was no rabbinic prohibitions in the Beis HaMikdash. And playing music is only rabbinical prohibition because you might come either to make the instrument or to repair the instrument. Sometimes you're playing a violin, a string, or a guitarist, whatever. Something could snap or you need to fix it. So therefore, the Chacham said you're not allowed to. Now, anything musical instrument is forbidden. You might come to tie the, you know, tighten the strings or loosen the, whatever, anything that's going to. No, also not. One second. Now, not only is it musical instruments, but you can't you do anything that it's made to produce a sound, even though it's not necessarily a musical instrument. For instance, ringing bells, blowing whistles. You know, whistle is not, and we'll learn soon, you're allowed to whistle with your mouth on Shabbos. That you could do on Shabbos. But to blow a whistle, that's making a musical sound. And because it's making a musical sound, you can't do it on Shabbos, even though, I mean, the whistle is not going to break, you're not going to fix it, it doesn't matter. Or, for instance, ringing a bell, or
clapping.
Once that would come into clapping, is very interesting. Chassidic, what? Why?
Your wife is very strict about clapping.
But not clapping? I'll tell you next time I see you. Okay, now, for instance, anything that is done with a rhythm, you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. For instance, if somebody is going to tap a spoon against the table or a drum stick on the table, but create a rhythm out of it, in other words, even if you ring, I'll give you an example. You know, want to knock on the door. Knock on the door, you're allowed to. But you're not allowed to go, dun, 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 dun. You know what I mean? Like people knock on the door with a whole rhythm. That you can do on Shabbos. Again, even though you're not using a musical instrument, using your hand. But nevertheless, that's called musical sounds and musical instruments. And therefore, the marshal, you can't tap a spoon. And this is, again, for musical purposes. You can't tap a spoon on a bottle to create a sound. Just you can't do it on the table. Or he gives other examples, since drumming on the table. You
want to quiet a crowd for a speech?
One second. So I said for musical purposes. That's what I'm saying, exactly what I said. Now, if your purpose is not to make a musical rhythm, it's for instance, you could tap a bottle with a spoon to silence a crowd. You know, in that case, because you're not making a musical, you're not doing rhythmic sound, so it really doesn't matter. Now, and Shabbos is like this. What's about clapping on Shabbos?
How about banging?
Clapping on Shabbos. According to many opinions, and Shulchan Aruch is brought down, you're not allowed to clap on Shabbos, even for singing. I'll tell you what it says in Shulchan Aruch. And the Litvish Poskim are very strict that you're not allowed to clap on Shabbos for Nugunim. It says, for Simchas Torah, in Shulchan Aruch it says, you could be Mekel, but what a lot of people do, the non-Chassidic Olam, they'll clap like this. So they're not doing it the normal way of, no, that's normal way of doing it. It's 50% normal. No, so what you'll hear in a sec. So some people will clap like this because it's not the normal way of clapping. There's a famous tshuva Minchas HaLazer. It's also mashma a little bit like that by from the Alter Rebbe, that for singing on Shabbos you're allowed to clap.
Nigunim.
You're allowed to clap for songs, nigunim, whatever it is. In fact, there's a famous story with the Rebbe that happened by a Febrengen. The Rebbe's secretary, Rabbi Chodakov, was a very, very frum, yeke, type of a yid followed Shulchan Aruch to the ultimate. Anyway, and when they used to sing the Gunim by the Rebbe, Shabbos, by the Farbrengen, he used to clap like this. So one time by a Farbrengen, after the Niggin finished and they started, the Rebbe started talking, the Rebbe said that, I don't remember the exact words, but the Rebbe said, for Nigunim, you're allowed to clap, and you don't have to, the Rebbe went like this. You don't have to go like this, you can clap like this. It's not, the hand's not a keli, but some people say, here, for instance, he says, I'm reading now from this. The rabbis prohibited a person to clap or snap his fingers on Shabbos as an accompaniment to singing. This is not a Chassidish book. Anyway, so he writes over here. Some people permit themselves to clap while singing on Shabbos. There is a halachic basis for this practice. Therefore, one not need admonish them for their behavior. But in the Chassidish world, they sing as, you know, you clap on Shabbat. Yeah.
The banging on the table
to rhythm is not the same as clapping. It's worse a little bit.
I've seen a lot of people actually...
They can bang on... Bye.
I'm going to leave to my girlfriend's house.
Okay, go. Tell her not to bang on Shabbos.
They will. I will like...
Okay, go.
I will like being like Necha Doni like this.
That you could do.
I'll bring my drum to
But here he says like this. And this, many people are machmer. He says, what happens if you're clapping to wake somebody up or somebody is, or to get attention of people? So you want to clap somebody in the middle of davening is getting excited and they clap out of ecstasy of davening. So that they write they could do. In our circles, we're machmer that you don't applaud on Shabbos because it's mashmiya kol. You're making a sound with your hands, which is basically a musical sound. So in our circles, we don't applaud on Shabbos. There are opinions that hold that you could, but again, in our circles, we don't applaud on Shabbos.
Whistling.
I said whistling with a whistle.
Not whistling,
okay. I'm talking about now halacha of Shabbos. Yeah. Halacha of Shabbos, Al Rebbe brings down, whistling like a bird, he says, but when you do it with your mouth, making a sound like a bird, which is basically the concept of whistling, it's not forbidden on Shabbos. Bechlal is another interesting thing. In Yiddish places, in Yiddish circles, whistling was considered very goyish. The goyim whistle. The Jews don't whistle. And
it was crass.
It wasn't refined people didn't walk around whistling. So one second. So, but many times, and the Rebbe started this many times, you see it on the videos, the Rebbe would motion to them like this, with their fingers in his mouth. Yeah, very good. And Abasara was the main whistler, he called him the Rebbe's whistler. And the Rebbe would look at him and go with the fingers in the mouth, and he would start whistling. That was a more and less by the weekday Fabrengas. But even Shabbos, according to Halacha, you're allowed to whistle with your mouth. It says clear in Shulchan Aruch, it's not an issue because you're using your mouth. But otherwise, you know, even clapping, they write, because it's not a vessel. The whole reason why you can't make music, because you might fix something or make something, but your hands you're not going to fix. You can't fix your hands. I mean, even if you, sometimes the snapping doesn't go, you still can't fix the hand. So many people are more lenient with the clapping aspect. But you have to be careful, the marshal. He writes, clapping unusual manner, clapping on Simchas Torah. So they write, Simchas Torah, because it's honor of, one second, because of the honor of Torah, so they hold it, you're allowed to clap. That's what's in Shechon Aruch also. What?
You learn applauding, like clapping, for applause, at a different reason.
No, it's come because of music. No.
I thought the Rambam wrote
down. What? There's a lot of Poskim that write, a lot of Poskim are Mekel, and in the Chassidish world, they're Mekel. The Menchus Halazar, a lot of other Poskim that hold for Lukavit Shabbos, you could be lenient, and that's the minig. We do clap on Shabbos in Yom Tov.
Someone have Simcha, Misfa, or something.
Yeah. I said, by the Litvish, they go like this. They don't clap regular. In the Chassidish, they do.
We don't clap.
whistling by the Rebbe was a whistle of Kedusha. That's the difference.
Let me get it.
I heard from a Jacobson in Wagner. You would have
heard that. What?
The Rebbe is for Rangin. When he was set to whistle, that was like an environment, a Kedusha, they could whistle.
Purifying the whistle.
And if a person whistles, and the Shabbos during singing, and they whistle, it's...
to whistle with your mouth, otherwise
is what?
Like you said before, a goy fighter, you eat fighters.
Yeah, but Lepril, I'm saying, in Shechon Aruch it says you can whistle on Shabbos for Nigunim, for singing, for that. It doesn't, it could be any situation. Stop going around whistling, unless if you want to call somebody. Sometimes you have a loud whistle, you can call somebody. So that's not goyish. It depends what type of whistling, whistling. Whistling is a very broad word. Some are allowed to eat. Eating is a very broad word. Kosher, yes. Treif, no. I mean, so it's a very broad, whistling is a broad word. Okay, you can even whistle a tune on Shabbos, by the way. Now you can also whistle actually an actual tune. Dancing, obviously, here there's a person to dance while singing on Shabbos because it's not done. You're allowed to dance on Shabbos, you're allowed to dance in Simchas Torah, you're allowed to dance in Yom Tov.
Some people don't dance on Shabbos.
Some people don't breathe on Shabbos either, so.
I
said, here he writes, Sage prohibited a person to dance while singing on Shabbos. Why? Because dancing you do to music. So if you're doing an answer Shabbos, you might come and adjust a musical instrument. Again, that's not the minig in the Hasidic world that you do dance in Shabbos. As we know, you dance in Shabbos in Yom Tov. That's what you do. Now they're right, walking around in a circle, not that, just a dead dance, That's everybody says you could do. That's called dancing. Okay, now some practical applications of this. For instance, if you have a metal doorbell, a door knocker. Okay, so a lot of times you have the metal. So the bang with the metal, that you can't do. Because it's a utensil made to make noise.
Oh, wow. It's a part of the door.
I understand, but that part of the door, why is it there? To make a musical sound. So therefore, you can't use a door knocker on Shabbos. You could bang with your hand on the door, but again, not in a rhythm like da-da-da-dum-da-dum, something like that. That you can't do, even with your hand, because...
you just lift it up, near the door makes a one bang. That's not music.
But it's a metal, it says, because it's a utensil made to create music. So again, music doesn't mean only that's a symphony of Beethoven. I mean, music is music. For instance, toys that make music on Shabbos. Yeah? So you're not allowed to use an instrument, wind up that you're not allowed to do. But that doesn't make the toy muktzah. Let's say you have a toy that's wound up and it plays a song. Yeah? So you're allowed to play with the toy on Shabbos. You can't just wind it up to make musical notes. Because then again, you're creating musical notes. Okay. Yeah, he writes you can't use the toys on Shabbos. But other poskim hold that you could use the toys on Shabbos because you could use it without winding it up and they could be played with as is. Okay. So he said basically because of whistles, rattles, these things are muks on Shabbos, like rattles. You can't play with it any other way but making noise. You can't play with the whistle, but there's some wind-up toys that you could play with the toy without winding it up. And if a little baby winds it up, it's also not a big deal. They're babies, they don't know what they're doing. So...
grown-ups, if it doesn't make musical notes, it's okay.
If what?
Can grown-up play with those winding toys if it doesn't make noise? Notes.
They're playing with it because they're bored. They're bored. If you're bored, have a board meeting. I mean, why shouldn't it? I just want to understand. Why should an adult want to play with the wind-up toy?
Oh,
I'm saying, why would they? I'm just curious.
If the missing
so let the kid play with it. But generally speaking, the mushroom whistles, rattles, talking, toy telephones and all that. It depends what type of toy it is. If you could play with it without having to make music, you can play with it on Shabbos. You can't make music with it. If it's a toy like a rattle, the whole thing is to make noise that you can't do. In other words, if a baby's crying and a parent wants to calm down the kid by making noise with the rattle, you wouldn't be allowed to do that because you're a rattle. You're not allowed to use on Shabbos. It's creating a musical sound. And therefore, you wouldn't be allowed to do it. Now the question is, how old are the kids that there's an age of chinuch? In other words, kids under the age of chinuch, you don't have to stop them from doing things. Okay? Now, what's the age of chinuch? I don't know why he says here 4. Most poskim hold 6 or 7, depending how mature the kid is. But under the age of 6 or 7, most poskim say that they're not obligated in chinuch. So the question is, you can't give them the toy. You can't give them the toy. But if they take the toy themselves, they're allowed to play with it. They wind it up, they wind it up. I mean, you can't help them doing it. But over that age, over the age of 6 or 7, kids should be taught that they shouldn't be playing with toys that are going to make noise. Okay.